stayed down for a long time, but he looks fantastic. He is out there. Going to be tough for the rest of the boys from here.
Tim goes around first, Hugel second, Esposito is third. They come back down the pool, and this crowd is roaring now. Michael Klim, a different swimmer tonight. He leads by about half a body length. Flying hard is Esposito. Hugel coming through in the center. A chance for two medals for Australia. Klim is out by that half body length and holding. It's going to be Michael Klim, another gold medal. I talked about a cult status. In he goes, Michael Klim, decisively.
The Wilco Show featuring Pete and
Clement. What a win!
Good, good. Can you name that race?
That was the 100 fly in Perth, 1998.
Boom!
Yeah, 52-25, 100 fly.
Unbelievable!
Incredible. This is our Clemmy. We did have Jared on this morning. We think you're probably bigger
Jared
than
sucks.
Him.
Come on, don't be like that.
Savage. Is it true that you wanted the other person, Mitch, to be here instead of Pete?
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, Mitch is my favourite.
Mitch is not anyone's favourite.
The 80-20 rule.
Yeah, 80-20.
Clemmy.
But he's wearing the right cap, so that's cool. You know, the Merck AMG cap. So
we haven't even touched on that yet. How's that? Haven't even approached topics and he's dropping sponsor models. It's incredible.
All right, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on. This
Thanks,
is
mate.
By far the most high-profile episode
Let's make
done.
It clear, though, guys, that I actually requested to be on the show.
I love that.
Let's. I want it, like, before you guys get massive.
Yeah. You want in.
I want in.
I like that.
I'll be the co-host.
Yes. Yeah. You can have my spot anytime.
You're out of town.
Wait.
Clemmy, mate, thanks very much for coming in. We wanted to do this live somewhere, and we only realized we should have done it live when we were here. Do you call this Milk HQ?
It is Milk HQ.
It's pretty cool.
Where the magic happens most of the time. This is kind of the cone of silence where I do all my yelling.
Yeah. How many staff have you got here?
Under this roof, we've got 9, and we've got a couple up in Sydney, and also my sister works out of Cambodia. She's the export manager. So she does all her stuff from there. So
it's a pretty sick office. Is it white because of Milk?
No, actually, funny enough, the Bloom Cosmetics guys were in this building prior to us, and they designed this whole building. So thanks, Brian, for doing a great job. We just came in and repainted white.
You do realize that the Bloom sign's
still
up front.
That side.
We can't afford sign.
We pulled in and he goes, oh shit, it's going to be moved. He's taking the sign down. And you came out and go, no, we don't have a sign. I like that. It's like
stealth,
secret.
Stealth.
Hey, well, because it's kind of like a sphere kind of
Yeah, we're
interior.
In like a round room of death.
Yeah, it's like a black building in Richmond. And there's plenty. I'm not giving it away. But and I walked in, I'm like, fuck, am I on MI6?
All right. It would be remiss of us not to give Michael a chance to talk about his brand before we really get into the nitty and gritty.
I'll drop it in.
Hold on. Yeah, this could be the first sponsor.
Of the thing. We do need to
sponsor you with some shaving cream by the looks of it. What's going on?
Yeah, it's the weekend.
Mate, I shaved this morning. I look like this all the time. Pete's been growing that since August last year.
That's right. That's the most facial hair I've ever seen you have.
Yeah, it's seriously. I've been working on it for a while.
Putting time in. All right, Clemmy.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Who am I?
Tell us your story.
I'm a has-been swimmer.
Wow.
I am. Yeah, I'm a Polish-born migrant that arrived in Australia.
I never knew that.
We never get to that throughout our beers.
Let's start. Polish-born. Okay.
Polish-born. So yeah, arrived here when I was 11.
I wonder if you know Zibby.
Jesus.
I lived with a Polish guy called Zibby once.
Oh really?
Yeah, I'm assuming
Zibby
you don't.
Or Zibby.
Zibby.
Right.
Zibby.
Unbelievable.
I don't think...
Was he loose?
Isn't he?
Yeah, he was super loose, actually.
Loved his vodka.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, go on, not to interrupt.
Yeah, no, mate. Like, basically lived in Melbourne for a few years, moved to the Institute of Sport, spent 8 years there, went to 3 Olympic Games, came back to Melbourne after a few injuries, started a company called Milk & Co. Milk, which is Klim backwards.
All right. You've skimmed across your life story in about 15 seconds
hold on,
there.
We'll
I have a number of questions to address.
Yes.
One.
Let's do it.
Competitive swimming, where did it start?
Funny enough, I actually lived in India for 5 years as a kid between the age of 1 and 5 or 6. And I was bloody obviously hot most of the time. So dad used to drop us off at a country club, pick us up 8 hours later. So the only thing we could do was swim. So I learned to swim in India, in Bombay, a place called the Bridge Candy Country Club.
Wow. Amazing.
There you go.
That's incredible.
So I learned to swim in India for those of you that...
Just because you were hot.
And I swam for Australia, Polish born, swam for Australia, learned to swim in India.
That's incredible. That's a little bit like my life story. What about you, what about you, Wilco? Are you that interesting?
Yeah.
Were you in a movie with Katie Holmes?
Yes.
Oh. Too early. I'm going too soon.
Well, we yet to go for an hour.
We've yet to see evidence.
Oh, can you come on? Can you come on every episode?
This is incredible. I can't believe
it. Let's get Katie Holmes on. I'll call her.
She's not doing
that
anything.
So technically, you could have actually represented Poland.
I could have, yeah. I've got a Polish passport. But no, obviously, Australia sort of, you know, everything through for my sport, you know, through the Aussie system. And yeah, so no.
Are both your parents Polish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I still speak Polish at home, which is...
You speak Polish?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Sick.
And say something. Say Pete's an idiot.
Piotr, this is dupa.
Oh, yes. I love that. That needs to be the new tagline when we go international. When we go to Poland.
I like that. I reckon we have a big following in Poland.
I reckon we
will. My dad, I said to my dad this afternoon, I said, oh, going to record a podcast, and he goes, what's a podcast? And then
love that.
Once I explain that to him, he's like, I'll send you a link. So he's going to listen to you.
Love
and
that.
You know that
one
you're
stage
an
ahead of one stage ahead of Pete's mum. Yeah. He still hasn't worked it out.
Nah, it doesn't matter. It's not a big deal.
All right, we've got a number of things. We obviously, for those of you that don't know, a lot of the time Pete and I struggle for content, mainly because I don't care, and Pete's an idiot. So we go live on Instagram, and we went live on three Instagrams, myself, Klimmy's, and Pete's.
We had one viewer, Pete's mum, on his.
Pete's continuously helping with one follower per live.
It's important that I give my fans what they want.
I think Tracy was across three accounts at one point.
You know what? I'm the only one she said hello to, so you can both jam.
She followed Klimmy. Did she follow you?
I can only assume she follows me. Or maybe I'm just the favorite. Maybe I'm the fan favorite.
What?
Maybe.
Yeah, that might be it, Pete. Good
work. Might be the kid's hat.
Klimmy, we're going to get stuck into some of these.
Sure.
First off, we should kick off with a regular segment, and this regular segment is Emoji Me.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's what we're calling it. You got
Emoji Me.
You're not going to ring it in with the piano.
Fuck! Hold on, wait a minute. No one's saying anything.
You're allowed to swear. You're allowed to swear on this.
Oh, I'm opening all sorts of different apps. I'm opening Uber Eats.
Pete has an app on here with a piano that he likes to do intros in. This is the intro to Emoji Me.
We've got quite a few regular segments. This one is going to be Emoji Me.
Emoji me.
All right.
Klimmy, pick up your phone. Pick up your phone.
Yeah.
Go to messages.
Yep.
Go to emojis.
Yep.
Tell us, go to the frequently, like the recents page, frequently used.
Yep.
Tell us from top left, down that column, left. Okay, what are we talking?
We got thumbs up, crying out loud, tongue out.
Love that.
Praying. And going, oh, fuck.
I love the I love the description. Pete, what have you got?
I'm sure we just did this.
Yeah, but no one knows that we're actually recording three on the same day.
Oh, mine have changed. Mine have changed. I've got the kissing emoji with the love heart.
Oh, gee.
I've got the guy.
That's embarrassing.
Sorry, babe. Hey, babe.
I've got the guy greasing someone off. I've got I've just got the face that's just deadpan, no emotion. Like,
really? I didn't even know that exists.
Yeah.
Mate, you'll find out a magical stuff about that.
I've got just the straight up smile.
Yeah.
And then the last one is the cheeky smirk.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Wilco.
I've got the following. Oh God, what have I done? I've cooked this. Let me comment on my own photo.
What are you doing?
Okay, I have laughing emoji.
Yep.
I then have the fist pump. I then have, and this is very amazing because I don't remember using it, the mountains.
What?
Yeah. And then I have the hands up, and then Ghostface Chiller, which is the Snapchat emoji.
Oh my God. It's different in different apps.
What do you mean?
Have we Mine just for something? Instagram is different to text messaging.
What do you mean?
Mine in Instagram is different to text messaging.
Well, now I want to try that.
I'm going to try that too.
Oh my God, mine is too.
Oh, this is amazing. Oh, we're not going through every app.
Well, we should. Absolutely, we should.
Let's add to this segment. What's the latest
emoji? Okay, calm down, mate. This is a fair show.
You, you discovered. I discovered there's an IT one for an IT specialist. Did you know that?
What? I've got one. What does that mean? What do you mean IT one?
Like there's a computer.
Yeah, a computer.
Oh, yeah. Or there's different jobs now.
No, I've got a better one.
What's that?
I've got a bus stop, like a sign that has directions. And I even used it in an Instagram the other day going, I've never used this emoji before. And I posted a rant.
I've been using the astronaut. And the trumpet. The trumpet gets a little bit of a run.
Trumpet? Yeah, yeah. You sent me a trumpet the other day. I didn't understand what that meant.
Yeah. All right, next segment.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Are we using all the segments at once?
Hold on. Hold on. No, hold on. Whilst we've got our phones out.
Okay. All I want for Christmas is your next keys.
What? You fucked that up. We'll workshop that. We'll workshop that.
No, hold on.
All right, go into a text message.
Jesus.
Right? Hold
on. This could be bad.
No, this is going to be fucking funny.
You guys are the last messages.
I love
it. Go into the text message and type all I want for Christmas.
Yeah.
All right. And then put your phone on the table whenever you're ready.
Yeah.
All right. Put your phone down. All right. Now, press the middle predictive text, right?
Ten times.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Pete, read that out.
All I want for Christmas was the good day to my heart for the... first year.
Wow. Is it change each time?
Yeah. It's based on, it's just like it predicts what you're talking about.
It's quite amazing.
Should we do it again?
Let's do it again.
Okay, let's do it again.
Clemmy wants to do it again.
You do it.
Right. No, God, what's happening here?
All right.
Pete, what do you got?
All I want for Christmas. Oh, all right. All I want for Christmas was to get to the city I was going on and a few days.
I don't reckon this segment's going anywhere.
That's our favourite segment.
Clemmy's our new production team, by the way.
All right, Clemmy, cars, what's your favourite car?
At the moment, I'm driving a GLE Coupe, Merc, obviously. And I've also got a GLE 500. E, which is a hybrid. They're amazing.
Is it?
Oh, it's a V8. Oh, is that the one you're charging?
So what's the what do you get from
you from... Rich, I fill up once a month and it's what? And you can just go for 20 Ks on battery charge, but you literally can charge the car while it's running. So
would you now on that basis buy a hybrid petrol mix?
Yeah, absolutely, because you can get the power that you normally
does it sound
would.
Does that E500
can you use sorry, like Clemmy answering
no,
like he, answered no. Questions.
he answered
fuck, he's halfway through fucking
does sentence. It sound as good as a pure petrol engine
when it goes to petrol? Absolutely, yeah, fuck. It's so good. Merc ahead of the game.
Yeah. Would you own a Tesla?
Not at the moment. I've heard a lot of things about it, lots of positive things, but yeah, I don't know. I'm very traditional in that sense.
You want that bit of grunt somewhere.
Yeah.
It's weird because they fly and they don't change gears.
It's amazing.
It's kind of weird.
When you say they fly, I mean they don't actually fly.
Pete, you just sent a turban emoji.
Yeah, it's going to be my new one.
You can't cheat the emoji game, mate.
He's already predicting the next segment. What are we doing?
But let's talk about diet.
Oh, okay, shit.
All right, so this is this is fascinating. No, because... I feel a lot of people hear stories about, you know, no drinking and things like that.
Yeah.
And that's kind of boring.
Yeah.
What can you tell us? Because we're like, yeah, like no shit. What can you tell us that was like ridiculous?
But at the same time, didn't Michael Phelps get famous for his diet? He was eating like three large pizzas and,
is that
and
legit?
All that sort of shit? Or is that...
Look, I think it was probably fabricated in the volume of it a little bit. He was eating a lot though, I can guarantee that. But
well, talk us through your training regime for the Sydney Olympics.
So I was training, I was in Canberra at the time, traveling a lot. We're doing a lot of altitude training and, you know, doing up to about 70-75k in the pool a week, and then doing 3 or 4 sessions.
Oh, that's a lot.
In the gym. So swimming 9 to 10 times, and an additional sort of pretty much dry land training every day. So some days would be 3 sessions, some days would be 2. So, you know, 1 dry land, 2 swims. And so mainly, starting early in the pool around 6 o'clock and then back in the pool again 4 in the avo, and gym's normally in the middle of the day.
Did you ever get to the point where you're like, nah?
There was a period after the Worlds here in Melbourne, 2007. I was, you know, all these youngsters were coming up. You know, Eamon was flying at that time, just before the Beijing Olympics. And
so you're 10 years pro at this stage, right?
Yeah.
97?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, my best year was 97, 98, and lead up to 2000. So I was sort of on my kind of last leg, so to speak. And Andrew Lauterstein, a bunch of guys coming through, and I was just finding it really hard. My mind was still sort of, you know, wanting to keep going and swim at the same level I was, but I was busting my balls just to stay there, whereas everyone was just flying and going past me. So it was really frustrating mentally, and I was battling with injuries, which I didn't really get injuries until about the age of 25, so I was pretty lucky. But then once they came in that, in a big way. So I had back operation, broken ankles, three shoulders done. So I started really struggling after that. So it was probably actually when I decided to retire that I, you know, struggled. But prior to that, it was pretty smooth sailing.
You went up to the Nationals before Rio last year.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of differences are you seeing in the program now to when you were coming through the program?
Look, Rio was, I must say, I was a little bit obviously disappointed, you know, how Rio turned out for the swim team, because I felt that we had probably the best opportunity to, you know, even swim better than the team did in 2000. And 2004 actually was a more successful Olympics for the swim team. But, you know, it's, I think the landscape of swimming has changed a lot. You know, it's a lot more competitive now with the introduction of heats, semifinals and finals. Over the last two decades, it's really cutthroat. You've got the Eastern European bloc countries have just become super competitive. You know, some of the other nations like Japan have just, you know, have come back up to, you know, to world class again. So the Americans are always there. So I sort of feel that it is super, super competitive. So the times to make finals, like, you can't sort of float through heats or semis and expect to swim really well in the final. You really have to bust your balls. And I think the Aussies have struggled with that, sort of having trials 3 or 4 months prior to the big meet. And unfortunately, you know, we saw, you know, Kate Campbell break world records at the trials and wasn't able to perform 3 or 4 months later. So I think we should really look at the US, what they do with their system, you know, picking the team 3 or 4 weeks prior and that's it. So from culturally, I think the team's going really well, to be honest. I think they're super professional, really sort of on the ball. They're very, I mean, I was watching them, you know, they're very, even though with all these distractions, I don't know, if I was swimming and I had all these distractions, social media and all that sort of stuff, I reckon I'm not sure that I would be able to survive or get out unscathed. But I was a little bit disappointed that Cameron McAvoy didn't get up, and Kate Campbell, unfortunately, Mitch Larkin, who was ranked number one in the world, but you know, Matt Horton won, a Melbourne boy, and obviously Kyle Chalmers, an Adelaide boy. So too unexpected, but the expected ones didn't come through.
Mm. Has he still copping a fair bit of crap from the Chinese at all? Or because I remember,
I think it's died down a little bit.
His Instagram feed was lit with snake emojis.
Absolutely,
I've never seen anything. It's like some kind of hugely populated snake zoo.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think it's died down a fair bit.
Yeah.
I think it's going to pop up again. World Championships are happening in Russia this year, so they'll come up again. I'm sure the rivalry between him and Sun Yang will pick up again. So it's always good to watch.
What do you reckon is like the biggest change? Like, because you towards the end of your middle of your career was swimsuit, right?
Yeah.
Like all those. So before that, you were rocking Speedos and stuff.
Well, I was part of the group that worked really closely with Speedo and in that they called it the Super Suits era when they came in, and you know, I wore it in Sydney at the games.
Was that neck to foot?
I wore
and long
neck,
arms?
Yeah, neck to ankle. And then I didn't wear long arms. I tried a couple of times and swam reasonably well, but...
So does it depend on what stroke you were doing?
Yeah, and I didn't wear the neck one in the butterfly, just the pants.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It really depends on what you like. I mean, Michael Phelps never really wore the full suit and he still swam bloody quick. So that's changed. Obviously, now they've obviously boys or men wear waist to knee and women can still wear, obviously, neck to knee. So it's changed a little bit. And in terms of, I think it's the training is a lot more, I think, savvy. You know, they're doing more sort of, the quality is right there. Mm. Whereas before we used to do quantity and miles and probably wasted a lot of miles. Now everything is, every lap, every stroke is documented, measured. You know, I think the guys are we were pretty scientific, but it's gone to another level.
Yeah, yeah. Who's coming up? Who do we not know about? Can you give an inside scoop?
Um, K- Caleb Dressel, who's this guy from America, he's just broken three NCAA records last week.
So it's college, right?
College. Yeah. He swam. He was a he swam for the US in Rio, but he's going to pop up, and I think it's going to be look. It's a bit of a transition from short course yards to long course, but if he can, his start's amazing. His turn's full on. So he's the fastest sprinter in the world at the moment.
I have a question about the Olympic Village post-event. I think you just answered it. How? All right, firstly, is there their own McDonald's?
Yes. Yeah. Free Maccas.
Wait. What's the food record? Has someone eaten 100 nuggets after their
event? Yeah.
No way.
Justin Norris.
Oh, my God. I love that when we ask these questions without setting them up and someone has an answer. So good.
So Justin Norris, who swam butterfly, 200 fly in Sydney, at the Olympics, he won bronze actually, trained at the Institute. That was the challenge, and he sat down and ate 100 nuggets. He could eat a lot.
He wouldn't have shat for a week. or he would have shat heaps. Or he shat himself in the pool.
His daughter actually is the little girl that went on the Ellen show and was this little surfer girl.
Oh, no way.
That's
who's like,
daughter.
My dad's kind of fat.
Yeah, my dad's kind of fat.
Oh, that's so unbelievable.
I've forgotten
segment.
Her name, but so now she's super famous. Now she's famous, more famous than her dad.
I remember that. her saying that her dad swam for Australia, but now he's kind of fat.
That's so
funny. A great interview.
Makes him eat salad.
Yeah, that's awesome. But he always asks for ice cream or something.
That's it.
I don't reckon 100 nuggets is that many nuggets.
You don't look like it looks much, Pete.
Next show, we'll make you eat 100 nuggets while the show's happening.
You would just live stream it and watch him spew all over the joint. All right. How much of a lead would you need to give Pete for him to beat you in the Peter Pub? How long is the Peter Pub?
1.3.
Not too much, I reckon.
You'd need to be a good 100 metres ahead of me getting out of the water, or I'd beat you on the sand.
Good call, mate. All I've been doing is swimming.
You move across land like a rhino.
This is a throwdown, right? This is a throwdown for next year's Peter Pub. Now let's do it.
St. Kilda Mine. Exactly. St. Kilda Mine. What's the Peter Pub?
No. This was the lead in to Klimmy's event, and I thought I could rope you in, and you came in like a big fish, and I've got you in, and we can lay it down.
When's the 2017 St. Kilda Classic? St. Kilda Mile?
It'll be in... Actually, we've just had it, so you've missed
it.
How do you not know that?
It'll
be 2018.
Hold on, you just had something today, right?
We had the Cooley Classic.
Yeah,
oh,
okay,
was up
right.
There. We had 1,500 swimmers, which is great turnout even considering, you know... was it Debbie? Cycling Debbie?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Still a bit of swell, but so it's still good turnout.
All right, here and now. 2018 St. Kilda Mile.
Yeah. What's the handicap?
Nah, let's just go. Scratch. I'll just beat you straight up.
Oh, my God. This is savage. This is I'm witness.
Straight up.
Okay.
Straight up.
What's something big? We will be
so famous by then that you can come and sit on the show instead of Pete. That's it. Pete, hold on. Do you know what the best thing about this is?
I'm going to get this live cam and I can watch myself beating Pete.
You and I both know Pete quite well. And we know when he says dumb shit. And now Pete's sitting there going, I've made a horrible mistake.
No. Do you know what? I say a lot of dumb shit. I'm going to smoke you in St. Kilda Mile.
Okay. I don't know where to go from here. But I love wagers. So let's have a wager on
anything you want.
100 nuggets. Loser has to eat 100 nuggets.
How about dinner?
Wait, can
dinner
I?
Dinner restaurant of your choice. Anywhere in Melbourne.
Why are you always going to do that option?
I have to go Vitamond.
Easy.
Yeah.
You should probably book it now under your name if you're going to be paying.
Isn't that one called Bay or Brie? Or
Bray.
Bray.
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah, I haven't been there, but I heard it's good.
It's a bit of a drive, so we can drink. That's not good.
loser drives.
Oh, loser drives. That's worse.
And pays.
That's worse.
Nah, dinner's boring. Something better. Something you don't want to do.
Jump out of a plane. Skydiving.
You're much more high
profile. Clearly, you'd bash a shark. Peter
you're
be
much
taken.
More high profile
Peter
than
Peter be
me,
taken
so
by a gummy fish.
Something like walking through Fed Square in your underpants for me is not really going to be that upsetting.
It's not different to any other Saturday.
That's right. Dude, I lost my car.
Nah, I don't.
Do you know what? Let's let the people decide.
Okay. Well, so far, our maximum is 13 likes on a photo on our Facebook, so we should go all right. Maybe we'll put it on Clemmy's page.
Well, we've got a year to work out the stakes.
It has to be at least $1,000, the value of $1,000.
Jeez, Clemmy's getting big.
How about $1,000?
Hold on. Unlike you, Clemmy, Pete has to pay for his Mercedes. So.
Yeah, I'll get your car.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. All right. Business versus sport. Where did milk come from?
Well, it's funny. It's a really interesting question. I was actually approached by two skincare companies, which I won't name, to do some work, be an ambassador for them within a year probably of when I decided to start the milk project. So I thought, there's something in this. You know, why are these guys coming to me and wanting me to endorse their brand? So I just thought I'll start my own. Little did I know, it's bloody hard to start your own business, and basically I had no real insight into it. But, you know, swimming in chlorinated pools and being outdoors and all that sort of stuff, had a little bit of insight, and being pretty vain like most sprinters are. I've tried a bit of product throughout my time. So yeah, just created three products, went into Maya and they bought it, literally.
Yeah.
So
is it targeted towards that, like, fitness? Or is that how it started, like that fitness side?
Initially,
or?
Not. Initially, it was very much a sort of, we call it a mastige range. We were sort of really, we only had the moisturizer, face wash, and a body wash. Now, the men's offer is a skin fitness offer. So targeted for guys that are very much like yourself.
Oh, like ourselves. Just a couple of athletes like yourself. A couple of six packs rocking around.
Shredding.
We do sports moisturizer with an SPF, a swim wash for those guys, you know, post swimming, again, sort of chlorine, tough on chlorine, and salt, great sunscreens for cyclists and golfers, super absorbent, some functional wipes. We do face wash, face scrubs, moisturizers. We also do a natural baby product as well, so that's all Australian made as well.
Yeah.
And a woman's offer. We also now, instead of the travel and hospitality game, so we do a little bit of amenities for Jetstar on the business class flights.
Oh, I wouldn't know that. Pete would.
And hotels, the Grand Chancellor, Holiday Inn, the premium ones. So we do a little bit of travel and hospitality.
The ones that
as
people
well.
Steal.
Like
they steal.
Are they free?
Oh, yeah, they're free.
Yeah, shit, yeah. They come with
everything in a hotel room's free.
Yeah. Well, not the linen. Not the
stuff. Tell you what's not the robe. I've been charged for robes.
I've been charged for a robe as well.
It should be free.
I know.
Some. They yeah, no, free. They're not.
They're not ever free. You know what else you do? A fragrance.
I do a fragrance.
Here we go. Pete has a question.
I have a question.
Welcome back, Pete.
This is fucked.
Oh, Peter, sorry, I forgot you're still here, mate.
This is bullshit.
While the adults were talking.
I've been sitting here smiling politely for a long time.
While the adults were talking, we just, welcome back.
So I launched the fragrance last year, and I never thought, you know, I thought you have to be like, you know, I don't know, Brad Pitt or something.
Well, this is it. This is my question. Do you now think you've made it in your own mind?
That you have a fragrance. What's it called?
It's called Aqua Beyond, and we're about to...
Is it actually Aqua Beyond?
How do you say Aqua Beyond in Polish? How do you say Aqua Beyond in Polish?
I don't know how to say Aqua Beyond.
Probably just Aqua Beyond.
We are launching.
Oh, hold on. Wait. Is this a break? This is a scoop. Come on, Pete.
Intro to a scoop.
Okay, scoop.
I'll get... Hold on, I'll get real high.
Scoop.
That's too high. Hold on. Wait. That's too low. Wait.
Wilco Show featuring Pete Scoop. Clemmy,
wow,
continue.
Super talented.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. He should come on more often.
I've been paid to do this. So we are launching our second fragrance. So
what's it going to be called?
It's going to be called Aqua Beyond.
What?
Deep two blue.
Oh, you had me there. You fucking had me there.
Yeah, I thought he's kidding. He's come in and done it.
Deep blue.
So deep blue.
Don't mind it. Hold on. The 880 people that listen to this are going to lose their mind.
What if I heard the CEO of Chemist Warehouse listens to this?
I heard he does too.
Yeah.
He's a great man. Love you, Mario.
Yeah. No, it's not.
That's who I was talking about too. Talk me through the smell testing of a fragrance. How many different smells did you smell?
So because we work very much with aqua fragrances,
How many smells did you smell?
What's an aqua fragrance?
Aqua fragrance. So you've got three different notes in fragrances. So you've got the bottom, top, and middle notes. So basically, we like to have it like citrusy. You know, there's some that are really earthy, which are, if you were sandalwood or amberwood or whatever, it's more sort of, they're not aqua fragrances. So Yeah, just like your, let's say, CK1 is probably a typical, you know, aqua fragrance, or even Chanel Blue. It's an aqua fragrance.
I'm not familiar with those. No. I only use Klim Aqua Beyond.
Aqua Beyond.
Deep Blue.
You gotta say it. You gotta say it with a low voice.
Aqua Beyond. Talk me through the aqua Beyond. I sound like James Bond then.
Oh my God, you don't sound like
James. Talk me through the Aqua Beyond ad. Where you're strutting through Bondi.
Oh, there's a lot of
strutting. In a suit.
Well, it was kind of, to be honest, we had to, I love Chemist Warehouse, but they only gave me a couple of weeks to create an ad. So we actually cut that up from behind the scene footage of the photo shoot. So
I love
it was
that.
It was a day in the life of.
I love that.
So funny.
That's unbelievable.
It's a classic stitch up.
I'll just check my emails for when you contacted me to shoot that for you, Clint. Must have got lost in junk.
I better contact you for this shooting of the next one.
Yeah.
I made a horrible mistake.
The next one is we're going underwater. So it's free diving. Free
can you smell anything underwater?
Inspired. No, it's just the mood and the feel.
Yeah,
it's deep
mysterious blue,
mysterious nature of it. Right. The danger.
You're filming underwater.
Yeah.
Is there going to be sharks?
I'm sure there will be. We're up in New South Wales.
I've got a great idea for your ad.
Oh, here we go. Marketing genius, Peter.
I've got a great idea for your ad. Yeah. We should film the St Kilda Mile next year when you and me race, right?
Yeah.
And then I'll get out of the water and you'll be sort of like splashing around in the background, still frolicking in the shallows, wondering what's happened.
I'll be washing.
I'll just strut up the beach, right? And there'll be a whole crowd of people like hanging around and someone will hand me Aqua Beyond Deep Blue. And then I'll just like spray it on and then I'll just go on my merry way.
That's a great ad.
That's amazing.
Can't believe you only work in project management.
In a tuxedo.
Yes.
You should swim in a tuxedo that day.
I'm swimming in a suit, not a tuxedo though.
Clemmy, how many suits do you own?
Like dress suits, yep, or swimsuit? Ooh. I was very fortunate to get a few gifted to me, which is nice.
This is amazing. We need his deal.
20?
Beg your pardon?
Probably 20 suits.
26.
How many is sort of straight barrel and how many are a little bit out there?
Well, I reckon most of them are straight barrel. Like, you know, I've got maybe 5 black suits, 2 dinner suits. And
how many have you worn twice?
Probably majority twice.
To alternate race days.
Yeah, I've got a long Von jacket and the Calvin jacket that are probably a little bit out there that I don't wear that often.
Mm.
All right, so Aqua Beyond Deep Blue.
You're still on this, mate.
This is a segue.
This is the longest segue ever.
You interrupt people more than I do, and I interrupt people a lot.
Jesus. Don't be rude to the
guest, can I speak?
Is this the first feud?
Can I speak?
Yeah.
Aqua Beyond Deep Blue is obviously coming up.
Yeah.
Any other future ventures beyond Klim or skincare or fragrance?
Hold on, this was a question sent in by Tracy. On Instagram Live.
Trace?
We definitely, we probably develop our sport nutritional sort of line, which it's Climactive.
Oh, those little
balls.
Yeah, those little chalk mint balls
I've
are all time.
Things.
Have you got any of those lying around?
We're in the back room. In the back room, we'll get you some before you go.
Take a look at him, Climmy. I don't think he needs it, mate.
No, I'm bulking.
He's bulking in the gym. But you definitely develop that sports nutritional line. Probably doing going to a little bit of apparel. Obviously, the guys that are using using our products are very much into health and fitness. So, active apparel is probably where I want to go.
You know what? This is perfect. This is Daniel. You and me are thinking of exactly
the same
thing.
Are we thinking of tracksuits?
Right,
who's Daniel?
That's me, mate, over here. All right,
that's
so
unbelievable.
Recent topic of a conversation that Wilco and I have come back to a lot in the last few days is merch. I feel like our listeners, sooner rather than later, are going to want the Wilco Show featuring Pete
which
merch.
Astonishing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe we could do like a collab.
Easy. I've got some samples out the back. You guys, next time you'll be just sporting milk and Klim t-shirts.
Yeah, and on the back it can say Wilco Show featuring Pete. Link in the bio.
Absolutely.
We'll probably have to make them ourselves. I don't think he's too keen on.
He's going to make them and put us on them.
No.
Then we'll sell them for a premium price.
Next show will be sponsored by Klim.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hold on.
Aqua Beyond.
deep blue. Hey, tracks. I want tracksuits.
Tracksuits.
I want matching tracksuits. No, I don't care. Just make them
gold
awesome.
Trim.
I will literally be a walking milk billboard if I get tracksuits. Pete, you feel this?
The ones you can just rip off in one go.
Not even, but now
yes.
I want those
what
ones.
What was that brand?
That was like the NBA.
No, you know.
They don't do those anymore.
We should do like button down tracksuit pants.
Maybe just make a one off for Pete.
Yeah. I think I might have one. Com Games, 2006 was the Australian.
Oh, okay. How much Aussie like swim team kit have you still got?
Oh, that's a great question.
Oh, I've got the obviously all the Olympic staff, not all of it, but.
On the doorbells, it's raining. Do you have to get the door?
Saturday afternoon. Excuse me, guys. I'm going to have to come back on purpose to make sure people get off their ass in the office.
It's ring your old doorbell. Timer. Yeah. Well, it's like the parking. It's like your parking is now no longer valid. It's like the doorbell must ring. Someone get the door. Klimmy, we want to explain. We've only got probably 15 minutes because Pete, because he turned up 36 minutes late to our first podcast of the day. He's running behind. And we want to discuss the thing that... everyone can relate to, and that is playing the guitar. Pete has a theory.
I reckon I know what that was actually about.
Actually,
right?
We've got inside scoop.
I'm gonna let you tell us the real
actual story.
Right?
Okay. You do your theory first.
No.
You just go.
Gary Hall Jr., who is the American speedster and favorite to win the 50 and 100 free at the Sydney Olympics, American swimmer. He got second to Popov in Atlanta. He landed and he said, "I'm gonna smash the Aussies like guitars." He's a big keen muso. But
who's smashing a guitar? They're worth a lot of money.
Exactly, and he was sponsored by Gibson. So
oh yeah,
that's
we
why
got
he
that
was
wrong.
Smashing the guitar.
We got that wrong when we were talking about it before.
Let's let him continue.
Sorry, here you go.
So theory was wrong, yeah. But the press ran with it the next day. Was on the front page actually of the Herald Sun, a few other papers. We were staying here in Melbourne at staging camp, and obviously, long story short, we managed to pull off the victory, and someone came up with the idea of playing an air guitar.
It was 100% you, wasn't it? It was you.
Just now I'm going, look, it's probably one, you know, like it's, we're still talking about it, you know, obviously what are we, 2017, you know, 17 years on. So it's one of those, you know, there's been plenty of other relay victories, but probably for the air guitars makes it a little bit more special and different.
Who else was in the team? Is you Thorpey?
So Ashley Callis, who was a rookie. And also Chris Feidler, who that was his last ever meet. So
really?
He was a veteran.
Is that your favourite memory?
Definitely as a team moment, yes, because we weren't favourite to win. We weren't even, you know, the Americans had never been beaten in that event since the event was included in the 70s.
Really?
Really? Yeah. So that was the first time they ever got done. We on paper we were nowhere near the Americans. They had like top, you know, four of their swimmers in the top 10 in the world in 100 free. So it was just and great to do it in front of 17,000 screaming fans at the Sydney Aquatic Centre. Us everyone in our team, and the great moment when in relays everyone stands up and swims out of their skin. You know, that's almost you want that, and that's when those sort of magic things happen. And and the plan just went perfectly. We wanted to put the Americans off their game, make them over race. They like leading. They've never not been leading in that event. So when they had to chase from the second leg onwards, they just kept on over racing and they've kept them dying. And our strategy was the back end had to be really strong. So if you watch second, third, fourth swimmers, they were just swimming over the top of the Americans, and that's how it ended. Thorpey swimming over the top of Gary Hall.
Didn't you lead off?
I let off, yeah.
So effectively, what you're saying is that you beat you.
We stacked our relay.
Hold on, Pete's rattled. Pete's rattled.
You're saying is you beat the American team, really, and
I was lucky enough to set up our plan properly.
Oh, so it was me.
Did they have a stinker that day?
I don't think so. I think
we were just bloody good.
You know, they had Anthony Irvine who won gold in a 53 a few nights later. Gary Hall, Jason Lezak. You know, they had some really good swimmers, but they just, you know, they got rattled a little bit and didn't swim to their strategy, which at that speed it's very hard to overcome. And yeah, mm. So I think
if you see Gary Hall Jr. in a bar, just walk up and go. Remember that time?
Mate, it is absolutely, guitar, mate. You would not believe. I got a message from Gary Hall Jr. on Facebook incredible. The other day, and a few months ago actually. And he's friends with some Aussie Aussie guys in the States, and he said, "Oh, I've got a mate who's, you know, doing some skincare business, and, you know, I'd love to sort of talk to you about it." And so after so many years, so he's connecting us, and, you know, he's being so, look, he's a bit of an extrovert when it comes to that sort of moment, but to hear from him and wanting to help me was kind of and now he also has a hobby, makes belts. He said, "What's your waist size?" And I don't,
well, it depends on the time of year.
Not right. But is this, is he seeing how fat I am, or is he actually making me a belt?
Get him down to secure tomorrow. I'll beat him too.
Hold on. Here's something that that you might know. In the last podcast we put, the last podcast we put up, Pete, do you want to discuss about belts? Pete had a belt that had an LED buckle that you could type words on.
I've still got it.
Really?
Yeah.
On the buckle.
I've still got it. It's just like, it's sort of the size of your mobile phone, but a little bit thinner.
Yeah.
And you can just program it to just scroll whatever text you want.
Is that right?
The most ridiculous thing you've ever seen.
I used to wear it
to
the
club. When did you buy that?
Oh, I don't know. I bought it. I was like 18 at the time.
And he still buys useless crap now.
It's good though.
Clemmy, if you could have long hair, would you?
Probably not long. You know, I'm
talking waves, mate. I'm talking long waves.
Yeah, like you, like Point Break.
exactly. Point Break. I'm gonna find that photo. I'm gonna find that. I've got it somewhere. I've got that photo somewhere.
I'm a bit jealous. My son Rocco rocks a pretty mean sort of crew cut these days.
He's a stylish
and now with all the
kid,
barbers,
right?
You know, like it's, you know, I don't get. I've got one look.
It's iconic though. I mean, you can't. Yeah. Unfortunately for you, you can't change it.
Nah. You should just start rocking around with a wig down at PAs or something. Just see if anyone knows
who
you
are. Well, I did on the night we went out, and people were going, "Clemmy, why are you wearing a wig?"
Rocco's got some he's a pretty sharp looking kid.
Thank God, he's gonna be a heartthrob, hopefully.
Yeah, yeah.
we ever gonna see you in the triathlon game?
Unfortunately, I enjoy lifting weights, which is, I'm cracked a ton recently, really? Which is not great. So, and I think that's not ideal running weight. So I don't know.
Your knees don't stand a chance.
No. So I need to get down to about 85, I think, maybe if I could do anything. So I'd love to. I'd used to love pottering around at, you know, 5 minute Ks, but that's not good enough either. So
how much are you swimming?
How's Pete laughing at you then?
Unfortunately, there's no running in the St Kilda Mile, mate.
So. You got to run up to the finish line.
Yeah, mate. I'll be so far ahead, I'll walk.
Yeah. Oh, this is going to be a hell of a showdown.
Yeah. That could be our party. That could be the May Day. Wait, is it in May?
No, are you going to be in town in May?
I will be, yeah.
May 1st.
May 1st?
Yeah, we're having a
May Day party.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, no, don't invite him. Now people will come to see Clemmy.
Yeah,
now
bar perfect.
We said that. We said that. On the 1st of May, we'll put on the bar tab however many subscribers we have. And it's quickly rising.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm there for sure.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Two more. One, who'd win an arm wrestle out of you and Thorpey?
Thorpey had some really, really good natural strength.
Really?
He was surprising. He had an amazing engine. He was like super flexible and it was really powerful too. I mean, he's not listening right now, so.
Oh, you don't know that, mate. Oh, well, you got to hit on us like that. You don't know. He could be. He's got a podcast app.
I'd like to say I would, but you know, who knows?
Maybe I should introduce Thorpe into the fold into this race.
Yeah, okay. You try and get him.
He was super strong, though.
I'm drowned. I'm back at the start line, mate.
So the way I see it, right?
Here we go.
Everyone's got a superpower.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like every normal person, and I don't mean like, oh, look, I can fly. Nothing like that. Me, for instance, my superpower is always getting a park wherever I want one, like right out the front of it. We went to PA this afternoon, parked right out the front.
No, you didn't.
You know what I mean?
Down the road.
We come to the Clem head office, I'm parked literally right
out
the front.
You parked in a laneway that's not used.
I'm getting a park wherever I want it. That's my superpower.
By him making up a parking spot.
Wilco's superpower is he can make any food disappear quicker than you can ever imagine.
I think I've got the same superpower.
Ah, yeah, it's a jam it, Pete.
Have you got a superpower?
I'm probably the same with beer. I can make any beer disappear quicker than you can imagine. No, I reckon I'm one of those, I'm a last minute Larry with some things, and most things come off. It'll come off. I haven't even, hotel bookings, planes.
Turning up to boys' lunches.
So, that's my. I don't know if it's superpower.
Yeah, just, no, I don't mind that. Just, don't mind. Just winging it.
Yeah,
I like that.
Who is your favorite teammate?
Oh, look, there's a bunch. I was pretty close with Hackie and Thorpey when they first came on the team. So, and yeah, room with both of those boys in Athens, actually. And that was the super successful Olympics for Thorpey, where I think that 200 free, if you ever guys get a chance to watch it again, the best race of all time, I think, 200 freestyle. And then Hackie obviously winning the 1500 there. So probably those, yeah, both of them were, you know, we roomed together for many years. So
We were looking quite a while for a clip to play as the intro. we kept YouTubing events where you came second.
Always to Popov.
Yeah, and Popov. Hugel. Hugel and Klim. Yeah. Klim and Hugel. We got so it's excited. Hugel. That's it's it. Klim. Oh, it's going to be close. Hugel wins.
Yeah. And we were like, oh, great. We're going to use that
lucky
one.
Enough, I was lucky enough that I managed to get Skippy at some of the bigger ones, and he always got me in home soil, always in front of his mum.
Really?
So yeah.
Damn.
This is my last question.
Okay.
If there was any other sport you would have liked to have been, you know, a world beater at, what would it be?
Tennis.
Oh, I love that. It's the greatest sport.
I was
sport.
A big fan of Boris Becker growing up and Andre as well. Played tennis. My sister played tennis professionally. Yeah, she won Aussie Nationals at 16. I tried to play. I played TCAV.
We should get her on the podcast.
Get her. just flown in from Cambodia. Yeah. But yeah, so tennis would have been something that I would have wanted to do.
Wow. I like that. It's amazing.
I aced Leighton Hewitt once. That's my claim to fame.
That's not bad.
Charity tennis tournament.
No, it doesn't matter where it is, mate. It doesn't matter where it is. All right. What's your... we always ask for wise words at the end of these things. What's yours?
Okay. It's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice.
Oh,
that's
lovely. Yeah, that's real nice.
He's a man of the people.
Yeah.
He's a man of the people.
Take us out with a nice tune, mate. Thanks very much, everyone, for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Milk.
Aqua Beyond.
Milk, you can get it from...
Coles, Woolies, Chemist Warehouse, Priceline, and of course, milkandco.com.au.
Head there. Pete, lovely. You're getting better. See you later.
Ciao.